Why, hello there, mortal. You obviously went through a lot of trouble to bring me here. Looks like you've even reinforced your confinement spell. Very good. And are those... You made your own incense. Oh, yes, I like it very much. You went out of your way to collect your own pure ingredients, didn't you? I am impressed. You've done your research. No, not your first time. I've never seen you before. Bryzeth? You summoned Bryzeth. How I loathe that bitch. Well, she must have not succeeded in breaking your will, or you would have been her slave. She most certainly would have had you under lock and key in her private collection. Anyway, let's change the subject to something more positive. You summoned me for a purpose. There are only two possibilities. Either you wish to be tested, to be tempted into giving yourself to an otherworldly demon goddess and prove that you have the strength to resist, or you summon me to intentionally fail to resist and become one of my possessions. Some men consider the idea of one night of unimaginable pleasure to be worth the cost of a lifetime of slavery to the succubus. I suppose there are worse fates. But this situation is different, isn't it? This isn't your first time. You've already had this conversation before. You've already been tempted and resisted. This is more rare than you can imagine. How long has it been? How long were you able to last before you had to see one of our beautiful bodies again? Really? That long? My other pets definitely don't have that kind of control. Every few days I have to visit them, walk around in front of them, naked, allow them to see this flesh, to keep them from losing their minds. Sometimes, if I'm feeling really generous, I even touch them briefly. Does that appeal to you? Is that why you brought me here? Well, it doesn't matter, really. You summoned me into the circle, surrounded by confinement spells that neither of us can break until those candles finish burning down. You and I are stuck here together until then. And here, though, I have my full power to use on you, and I plan to enjoy myself. Now down to business. I must say, I am very surprised by the spell you chose. By binding your hands and feet to the pentagram, you will not be able to move at all. I am sure that you are aware that this part isn't necessary, and that it will only make it much more difficult for you. I will be able to touch you anywhere, giving you pain or pleasure as I see fit. If I want, I could simply choose to not touch you at all and spend the rest of our time together torturing you with my seductive talents. And my... How fun would that be? You chose to activate the spell while naked, too. That's not necessary, and it only makes things easier for me. I'm starting to think that Bryzeth was a disappointment to you. That you were upset that she failed to break your will, so you chose something even harder to try. Am I right? How about I get started on that? I can already see a small flicker of desire. It is time to fan those flames into a roaring fire. Gaze upon my flesh, mortal. Look at the body that I am offering to you. My skin, a deep pink unlike anything you'll ever see upon a human woman. Look upon my face, an almost unnatural perfection. My deep violet eyes are captivating, mesmerizing. My breasts, full, bouncy, and yet oh so soft to the touch. Let me turn, show you my wings, covered in black feathers that sparkle a deep purple when the candlelight hits them right. While you are looking at my back, let your eyes feast upon my perfect bottom, each cheek round and firm, perfectly smackable, my legs almost unhumanly long. Can't you just picture them wrapped around you? Can't you? Pulling you into me. Now I shall get down on top of you, just over your body, my face peering directly into yours. Lose yourself in my eyes, human. How does that make you feel? Helpless, naked, with a scantily clothed goddess right in front of you. Looking down, I can see at least one part of you is enjoying this very much. But these clothes, as sheer and skimpy as they are getting in the way, aren't they? Let me take care of that. And just like that, my body is now fully exposed to you. Let your eyes drink me in. Now I want you to taste me. I'm going to turn around and lower myself onto your face. What do you think? Better than anything you've ever tasted. My pheromones are much stronger than any normal woman's. And look, right in front of my face, your manhood, bared to me. It's just begging to be sucked, isn't it? I'll be happy to, but you won't come. I'll make sure of that. I can give you feelings you've never had before. You may not have noticed, but I have a long, forked tongue. I can lick all the way around your shaft at once. Keep licking me, mortal. Suck that clit. Flick it with your tongue. I can take you fully into my mouth and reach my tongue out to caress your balls. Like this. I can take you deep into my throat and still suck your hard and fast, just like this. Oh, that was close, wasn't it? I told you, you won't come from this. I'm going to let him rest for a moment. Let me see. Oh my, your face is absolutely drenched. Did I do that? I guess I better clean up my mess. There, all clean. Your skin, you have a very masculine taste. And you smell like sweat. Desire. I like it. I want to taste more of you. Don't worry. You'll enjoy this. First, I'm going to start with your neck. Along your collarbone to this rugged shoulder. And I'll take a moment to give this nipple some attention. And continue down to your stomach. And, oh, I think it may be even bigger than before. Look at that thing throb. It is so hard, the veins are just popping all around. I think it deserves a little more attention, don't you think? Now I think you're ready for the final test. The candles are burning down. We're running out of time. I'm going to lower myself onto you. I am hot and wet. And the feeling is going to nearly break your mind with pleasure. Try not to pass out. Ready? Almost there. Hey, come back to me. We're not done yet. Your eyes are already starting to roll back in your head. You're fully inside of me. I'm going to start moving the candles. That one over there by your left hand, it looks like it will go out first. If you can last until that candle goes out, the spell will end, and I will be released. If not... oh my, this is so wonderful. Just looking at your face, lost in ecstasy. It is so erotic. Your eyes are wildly rolling around. You want so badly to come, but you're afraid, aren't you? You know you want to. Just let go. Let yourself go. Give in to the pleasure. Give in to me. Release yourself into me. Gosh. Don't fight it. You want this. You need this. Let go. Stop fighting it. Give in to it. Give in to your desire. Give it to me. Come in me. Yes. Oh, how I love that warmth. The throbbing. Your masculine screams as your self-control is broken. But what is this? What the hell is happening? My back! My back! The burning! It burns everywhere! What have you done, mortal? What have you done to me? What have you done? My wings. My wings are gone. My skin. What is this? You've turned me into a human woman. How? But But the look on your face, this... You're surprised, too. This isn't your magic. The first candle has gone out. You can move now, but we're both still here. You failed to resist. You should be under my magic. You should have gone with me when the summoning spell ended. Why are we both still here? That magic. I recognize the feel. Bryseth! She did this, didn't she? You didn't resist her, did you? She got you with her power. But she put a spell in you and released you back to the mortal realm. Did she? Did she give you this spell? Here, on the floor. She gave you this exact spell. She modified it. Gave you special instructions. Made sure it would summon only me. She laid this trap for me! Damn her! I can't believe... No! I'm a mortal woman now. Did she tell you how to break this spell? What? That can't be true. It's permanent. Oh, fuck! But... I have no idea how to be a human woman. What to do? What to say? How to dress? I have no magic now. I'm going to have to eat food and sleep. I don't know how to do any of this. I am so lost already. Sir, I am so very ashamed to say this, especially after what we just did. But please help me. I have never been a mortal. I only know about them from what I've observed. I don't know how any of this works. I'm going to need help just to survive. I need someone to guide me until I can figure out how to get my powers back. Maybe with your help we can summon Bryseth, and I can beg her to reverse this spell. I know that's all she wants. Just for me to beg at her feet. She's been trying to get me to submit to her for centuries. I guess she's finally won. Please take me in. Help me. I am a very good learner. I promise to learn everything you can teach me. And until I get my powers back, I will agree to be yours. Your property, if you wish. I will do anything that you want from me, sexually. I can do it better than anyone else you've ever met, I promise. So please, let me be your sex slave in exchange for your protection.